This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. South Dakota legislators are asking voters for a pay raise. Earlier today, a legislative committee passed a resolution that, if passed through the South Dakota legislature, would put a pay raise question on the ballot. Lawmakers receive $6,000 a year. They currently have authority to set their own salary. 1998 was the last year lawmakers adjusted their salary. Republican State Representative Mark Mickelson is Speaker of the House. He says legislator compensation is low enough that it discourages many from running for office.
If you're not going to pay the folks very much, then you're going to limit your pool of people that can serve to those that are retired or self-employed.
The resolution removes legislators' ability to set their own salary. If passed, it sets the base pay at 20% of the median household income in the state. That means lawmakers would receive about $10,200 a year. Some lawmakers expressed concern about raising pay during an election year. And Speaker Mickelson says lawmakers will consider legislation to end collective bargaining at six public universities in South Dakota. Mickelson says he doesn't think collective bargaining, quote, serves the mission of educating our kids, end quote. Faculty at the universities and at the schools for the blind and deaf have union contracts. Board of Regents General Counsel Guilherme Costa says a small percentage of faculty pay dues to the union. Governor Dennis Dugard's Chief of Staff Tony Venhuizen says the governor has not reviewed the proposal. Mostly cloudy with dense areas of fog East River. In the west, clear to partly cloudy skies expected. Lows from the upper 20s in northern South Dakota to around 40 in the far southeast. For tomorrow, partly cloudy in the west. Mostly cloudy with areas of morning fog in the east. Breezy in the far northwest. Highs from the lower 50s in northeastern South Dakota to the mid-60s in southwestern South Dakota. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows in the 20s and the 30s. This is STPB News.